Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to another episode of Jesus Plus Therapy, sis. This episode features Tiffany Tucker, the Wood Empress. Make sure that you follow her on all social media platforms, as she is our guest host this week. And also, don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and follow Jesus Plus Therapy, sis, on all social media platforms and podcast platforms. And make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel. We need those numbers. And I hope you have enjoyed all the mental health tips that we've been giving you during the month of May as we continue to break the stigma during Mental Health Awareness Month and all year long. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Mindfulness Monday. So excited that you decided to join me. Y'all, this is our last full week of mental health tips for the month of May, which is Mental Health Awareness Month. And I'm so excited that we get to wrap this month up with so many great tools. So today we're going to talk about being mindfully present and mindfully participating in the present. Yeah, mindfully participating in the present, right? Not just being present and embodied, but participating in that present space. And so I want to share a quote with you that says, be where your feet are. Oh, that's good. Be where your feet are. Simply put, don't allow any distractions to distract you from the present place of where you are, that you forget where you were in the present moment. And we can do that when we look at our cell phones and we're in the process of a conversation. Oh, maybe we're online or watching a movie while someone is present and trying to talk to us, right? And we're trying to multitask. And listen, as a woman, I do it all the time. I'm always trying to multitask. I'm always trying to figure something else to do, to figure some way out, right? Of trying to complete this task while completing this task while completing this task. But this today is really convicted for me to be present in the moment, to be a present participant in the present moment, right? To putting that into practice is definitely hard when you are used to multitasking and you feel like just giving that one thing your undivided attention is not allowing you to be productive in what you need to be productive in that present moment. And so I want to encourage us, yes, I said us, to practice present moment participation, to be where our feet are. So if your feet is being in the house on the couch with your significant other, be present. Don't look at your phone. Put your phone to the side. They even encourage them to put their phone to the side. If y'all watching the movie, be in the movie. Be relaxed in that movie, right? If you are talking or having a conversation with a friend or family member or kids, be present in that moment. Put anything that could be a distraction, even your watches, because they can be a distraction, to the side. Put the notifications on mute. Do not disturb. Allow yourself to be fully present and fully participating in that present moment, so that they can get not just your undivided attention, so that you can cultivate healthy relationships with that thing or that person that you're into. Even when it comes to work, when you're doing an assignment, if you be present in that assignment, you'll find yourself not burning out from work. You'll find yourself not becoming frustrated. Because why? You're not trying to multitask multiple things all at the same time. You're presently participating in the assignment that you're working on. Even though it's hard, and sometimes our jobs demand us to multitask, we have to figure out how to balance the present participation in the requirements of the job, the productivity of that participation. So today, I want us to be mindful in that space, to be mindful, to have balance, and to be where our feet are, to presently participate in that present moment. I want to encourage us to not multitask, but to be on task in the present moment. Y'all have a great day. Enjoy your Monday.